for the way they played really out of the gates from the beginning to the end. We lost the game, putting it behind us. We're moving on. We have a lot at stake next week, and that's what we'll be looking to prepare for. Okay.
John, how much do you think the when you're seeing Joe out there, how much does it affect him?
I don't know. I think he played well, you know, as far as fought, battled in there. I don't know about the stats or any of the other stuff, but I don't have the barometer on that. I've never answered that question when you've asked it before, how much, so I'm not going to answer it now. I don't know.
Factor what's play action and also just have to respect the run
of Garrett Blunt. They run the ball well. They always have. I mean, they've been running the ball well all year with him, with all their backs, but especially with 29. So, you know, the play action is going to be a factor on that. I mean, they didn't hit any big shots in play action on us. I thought we did a pretty good job with that part of it.
John, did you have any thought to challenging that fourth down spot down by the 3-yard line?
I did, but they told me upstairs we wouldn't have got it, that it was short.
John, can you explain the decision to the field goal that Justin missed? Just your rationale of, you know, kicking instead of going for the touchdown.
I mean, at that stage, it was just—I just felt like it was too long. You know, we had a chance; we got it within two scores. If we did that, as I recall, is that right?
It was 29.
You were down 20. Were we 20-0? Okay. I can't remember, to be honest with you. I'll have to give it to you tomorrow. I can't recall the situation. I thought you were going to ask me why I went 4-3 other times. You know. Kill me on that one. So you threw me a curveball, you know. It just shows you how hard those decisions are.
Was there any consideration with Joe of maybe holding him out or going a tie rod earlier?
No. No consideration of that.
How do you feel about the spot you guys are in right now and now having to go into Cincinnati and win a football game and hope for some other help?
Well, that would have been the same situation, I believe. We wouldn't have clinched here anyway with a win, so... fact of the matter is, it doesn't change too much. So we've got to go in there and win. You know, that was pretty much going to be the case no matter what. So that's what we got to do. We got to play a lot better than we did today to go in there and win. They play very well at home, obviously. So it's a big challenge for us, but we feel like we're up to it.
John, it seemed like right from the start, it was like also like 14-0 if you were in a big hole. What do you think contributed to that getting behind so
long? Well, pass interference, penalty, and turnover. So it contributed to that. So, I mean, it's not rocket science there. You know, we just we got down quick and a couple bam-bam plays, and we were in a hole. And you know, we tried to dig our way out of it and just couldn't do it, you know, against a good team who was playing well.
A lot of plays overall. Was it just a really tightly officiated game?
I have no idea how to answer that.
John, why did you feel strongly about going forward on the two fourth down plays?
I felt like we could make them. Okay, thanks.